we get to listen to and hear from members of our community who have made a commitment to walking the spiritual path and really made a deep commitment to walking it here at Unity of Tustin. We each have individual stories that have brought us to this moment, and one of the opportunities during Adventure in Faith is we get to hear each of those and connect. You know, oh, I thought I was alone, and the truth is, no, you're not alone. Everyone has both a unique aspect, a unique part of their story that is theirs, but there's also a unifying field that holds us all as we step into service and in commitment here at Unity of Tustin. And especially during Adventure in Faith, we get to hear from people who have done that, who have said yes. This is a time where you are, for all of us, we're looking at what is our spiritual commitment, where is our spiritual home, and what are we willing to say yes to? So that is this person who will be sharing today, she made that commitment. She said yes to Unity of Tustin being her spiritual home and has dove into the practices that both nurture her own spiritual journey, but also nourish us, because we are not islands. We are not individual. We are a collective. So our individual practice does influence, does support, does open us all up. And so today I'd like to welcome Laura Tolsman to share about her own spiritual journey.
Good morning, everyone. And thank you, Carolyn, for this opportunity to share my story. I must admit, I would not have volunteered for this. I've never pictured myself at the podium, and I certainly am out of my comfort zone. But I'll say that Unity of Tustin has brought to me a place in my life that I can say yes, and that I actually want to say yes. In preparation for today, I reflected on when it all began. I was brought up in the Unity tradition from a very early age. My parents were introduced to Unity by a friend, and we began attending a church in Whittier. I can remember the music and songs, many of which we still sing today. I remember going to Bible school with my sister, our mom going to meetings with the women's group. I also remember the day that the minister came to our house in Norwalk to preside over my parents renewing their vows for their 25th anniversary. That was truly a glorious day. I married, in 1984, and my husband Ron and I had a wonderful, wonderful life together. He was my best friend. We did everything together. But sadly, in 2005, my beloved husband passed and my world turned upside down. I felt lost and alone, not sure what I was going to do next. I turned to my loving family and friends who were there for me in every possible way. I was so blessed to have their support. And then at some point, my sister suggested Unity of Tustin, and that just seemed a natural stepping stone for me. Unity's always been the foundation upon which I've built my life, and now Unity of Tustin became my place of worship. The church I'd been missing that I could call my very own. Being here has allowed me to reconnect, to be nurtured in finding who I truly am. I attended the Sunday services. I was reading and studying everything I could get my hands on. I dove into many classes and workshops that are offered here. But the real breakthrough for me was the first silent meditation retreat that I attended. I'd had some experience of meditation through a grief support group that I belonged to, so the idea of a week-long retreat was very appealing to me. This retreat was held at Estes Park in Colorado in 2008. The entire experience was awesome. The teachings of Thomas Keating on centering prayer, the natural setting, the stillness, it was so beautiful. Little did I know at that time it would be the first of many retreats I would attend. Prayer and meditation are my most important spiritual practices. I cannot remember a time in my life that I did not have a copy of the Daily Word. And I cannot count the number of times I called Silent Unity for prayer support. Through meditation, I've experienced an opening of my heart, a oneness with nature and with all living beings that's difficult to describe. All I can say is that it's been life-changing for me. And this is the same effect of our Sunday services. By taking a pause from the outer world to recharge, to reconnect with like-minded souls, where I feel at home, I feel loved and accepted here, it raises me up to a higher conscious that I then can take back with me in my daily life. This sense of belonging keeps me coming back. The principles and teachings of Unity resonate with me, and my understanding continues to grow thanks to Unity of Tustin. And that's what I hope for our church. I've chosen to do all that I can to support our church, just as I've been supported. I do it in a few ways, one of which is through Amazon. I've signed up for Smile so that any of my purchased dollars, there's a portion that comes back to Unity. I love our bookstore, where I buy my cards, my gifts, and of course, more books for my library. I strongly believe in what Unity teaches, and I make regular monthly donations. It's really important to me that our classes, our workshops continue, that I give back for all that I've received. And those classes, those workshops, is as we can reach as many people as possible to enrich their lives, just as my life has been enriched. It's a way of giving back. Another way I found I could give back was by volunteering to hospitality. I wanted to be more involved, to participate, and to meet new people. I figured I knew how to prepare food, how to serve it, and how to clean up. So it was an easy way for me to step into that. When my mom passed away 2 years ago, my family knew we wanted to have her celebration of life here on these beautiful sacred grounds. And who stepped up to help with the serving and cleaning up but our own hospitality team? We will be forever, forever grateful for all that the staff, hospitality, and Carolyn did to make that memorial service so special. And I feel so blessed to have a close, caring, and loving family. I have felt such joy watching our family grow. We have 3 adorable little girls and 1 sweet little boy. They range in ages from 9 to 2. I'll tell you, it's just the absolute best. And I'm happy to say that Unity of Tustin has become my extended family now. I plan to be here with all of you to learn, to grow, and to be that light that shines within each and every one of us. Thank you. Namaste.